This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations here in Tampa, Florida. And we are nationally syndicated on the GCN Live Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, heard around the world broadcasting where many of our military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, thanks for what you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website and click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for your free gun a day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership could do for you. Well, we're joined by Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to start out before we get off into talking about something different here about the president calling for possibly declaring a national security emergency down on the southern border, something that you and I in particular, have been talking about for well over a month. And this week I noticed, and I chatted with you about that off air, that Fox picked up on it and started talking about it. Well, it took about, what, 2 or 3 days, and the president's now saying, well, you know, I just might call a national emergency to get the border wall built.
Well, it almost went that way, but yes, he was asked that question yesterday by a member of the media, and he said that, yes, he does have that authority. He could do that. He may do that. That is a possibility, but he would rather go through the negotiation process with Congress.
Right, absolutely. Because that would be a lot less fuss and a lot less muss, because you know that when he does do that, there'll be a challenge from somewhere, the Ninth Circuit, the Fifth Circuit, and he does have the constitutional authority, because I did sit down with a constitutional attorney and a constitutional scholar, and they explained to me in no uncertain terms and showed me where the authority was there for him to do such a thing, and if he did, he could actually divert the money from the military budget that he needed to do whatever it was he needed to do.
He could divert the money from really kind of any budget when it comes under a guise of national security.
Right, and he's talking about...
It isn't just about military.
He's talking specifically about $5.6 billion for the wall. That's what he wants.
Correct.
Okay, now, what is going on in China?
Well, you know, we had talked, I think, several days ago where we had the head of their military...
Mm-hmm.
Said that, you know, hey, we could easily sink one of their carriers, and that we could sink two of them. Well, it seems to be there's more to all of this, because President Xi also happens to be the chairman of the Central Military Commission. And he has said that the... world is facing a period of major changes never seen in a century, and that China is still an important period of strategic opportunity and development. He has told his military that they are to be ready to strengthen their sense of urgency and do everything they can to prepare for battle. Well, something's really going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it turns out, you know, they've been challenging Taiwan for a very long time.
Yeah, they threatened to invade Taiwan a few days ago.
Well, they're still doing it, yes. Mm-hmm. And apparently they are considering a use of force to reunify Taiwan and prevent the island's independence. Mm-hmm. Now, if that happens, it's definitely going to draw the United States into this. Because
it'll be a state of war.
Yes, and this is as a result of a law that was passed last year that Trump signed into law, I think, in April or May of last year. Mm-hmm. And this is called the Asia Reassurance Initiative Act.
Mm-hmm.
It was initially introduced by Senator Cory Gardner in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And there are several things in here, but what it's basically doing is saying that we are going to defend peace and security, we are going to advance economic prosperity, and promote respect for fundamental human rights. Those are the, of course, now in that is a whole bunch of other things, but the defending peace and security, advancing economic prosperity has everything to do with the maritime shipping lanes through the South China Sea.
Yep.
It is an excuse exclusively about China, but it is about China, if you understand what I'm saying, because this has implications for how we work with North Korea. It has our and South Korea and Australia and Guam, and I mean, it's got a whole, the Pacific Islands, it's got all these other kinds of things. It includes security, cybersecurity cooperation, commitment to Taiwan, and so forth. So, as a result, things could go sideways here real fast. So, for the sake of the listeners, pay attention to this one. This is really quite a disturbing situation here when President Xi tells his army to be ready.
Yeah, yeah, and this is not a drill, as they say in the service.
That's indeed right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, we do have the trade talks going on, correct, Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah,
that ought to be I'd like to be a fly on the wall in that meeting. Okay, we'll be right back. Here comes the music. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Still got a lot more to talk about. And, you know, the F-35s are being talked about again, and a lot of money being bought or being spent to buy F-35s. I shall be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if I told you that a tornado was going to happen tomorrow, right where you live? That it would touch down at exactly 3:17 p.m. and I told you the exact path it would take. You would, of course, prepare. You would talk with your loved ones, and you'd make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a tornado will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you have a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to SurroundTampa.com. That's SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
It's the worst humanitarian crisis in our lifetime. Over 2 million refugees have settled in Lebanon. Over half of them, children. Roaming tent settlements with no hope for a future, they are the innocent victims of war and terrorism. You can join with our Christian brothers and sisters at Heart for Lebanon to help bring them the greatest gift ever given. Please call 877-873-0190. Right now, your gift of $98 will help bring food and Christian education to 18 refugee children. That's an entire class of kids at Heart for Lebanon's Hope Center. Let's rescue these kids for Christ before someone else captures them for evil. It'll be the best gift you give this year. Call now and be as generous as you can. 877-873-0190. That's 877-873-0190. Or at letstalkfaith.com.
Captain Matt Bruce here with the best news ever for Tampa Chevrolet buyers. Dave Moss has taken over Carrollwood's longtime Chevy dealership, and it's now known as Moss Family Chevrolet. For years, I've told you about the great car buying experience at Moss Nissan. Now you get the same great service when you shop Moss Family Chevrolet in Tampa, including the exclusive Moss Care program on any new or pre-owned vehicle. Moss Family Chevrolet features a huge selection of Chevy trucks, everything from work vehicles to customized trucks for play. Moss Family Chevrolet also features the You Served, You Saved program, where veterans, active duty military, first responders all get preferred pricing, saving you a big pile of money on any new or used vehicle purchase. At the new Moss Family Chevrolet, you're more than just a customer, you're part of the family. Experience the difference at Moss Family Chevrolet, 16414 North Dale Mabry Highway in Tampa, or go to mossfamilychevrolet.com and tell them the captain sent you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys, because it doesn't matter what you use to defend yourself. When you have to defend yourself, what matters is the last person standing is the first person the police will be looking at when they show up at the scene. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either, because that's so often that happens. So you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side and legal protection just a phone call away. Nobody should have to go this alone. Now, go over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo while you're there. Sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway. And then consider becoming a member, because for your membership, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, which can only help you out in the long run. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com USCCA logo. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Atlantic is about to get very crowded, because it appears that the Iranian Navy and ships from the Russian Navy are going to sail out into the Atlantic to sail the shining seas. How's that?
Well, Iran is saying, look, you know, the U.S. has got aircraft carriers in the Gulf, and Iran says it's a security concern. So they want to do a countermeasure. So they have decided that they're going to mobilize what they call a flotilla.
Yeah.
Sometime it is estimated in February or March that they will start with this flotilla and sending it over here into our region.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to, apparently there's a newly built destroyer, in one of the other warships with a flight deck with helicopters, and anti-aircraft and anti-gunships, surface-to-surface and surface-to-air missiles and electronic warfare capabilities. And so they've decided that they are going to definitely do that. In addition, they would do the same in around Venezuela, that they would send two or three missiles on a mission to Venezuela. Now, while all this is necessarily in the works, it also, there are several countries in Latin America for, their leaders are calling for Maduro of Venezuela to cede power.
Mm-hmm.
So things are getting, I would say, testier than out there against the United States, and against, you know, because Maduro's going to blame the United States for you know, all these leaders calling for him to cede power. And if he does, then he's going to need some help in order to stay in power if he refuses, which would come from who? Russia and Iran.
Right.
Yeah, so just I would say to the listeners, we might have a very interesting spring going on here.
And this comes in lieu of the news the other day, yesterday or the day before, about Brazil being open to putting a U.S. military base there.
So,
by the way, Flip is saying good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the F-35 business, manufacturing business, is getting pretty good lately because it seems everybody wants our F-35s. Israel, Turkey, Saudi Arabia?
Pretty much.
So, business is good, but of course, when we sell them an F-35, they don't get what we get. They get a stripped-down version, correct?
Well, it depends. You know, but yes. You know, we're not going to give up all the jewels.
No, and of course, Israel, what they've done with their aircraft, I mean, it's second to nobody.
Yeah, precisely.
They just have a tremendous way of souping up a jet to where it does everything but fly upside down and backwards, and it probably even does that.
Well, true enough, but they have much shorter, you know, air time, you know, I would say flight path than what the United States would necessarily have.
Now, the former Marine who got himself arrested for espionage is now in detention in Russia. Is that correct?
Correct. He's in a pretty nasty prison, but they say his spirits are good. He has been assigned a lawyer from Russia. But this guy is getting a little more interesting by the second because he has an American citizenship. But he also has a Canadian citizenship, an Irish citizenship, I mean an Irish citizenship, and a British citizenship.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So it was very interesting to me. I mean, I swung my head around real fast when I heard Pompeo several days ago use the word if they would, and that referred to this Marine. The United States would, you know, come to some kind of a support or aid if it warranted it.
Is this about a prisoner exchange for that female spy, Butina?
And or I would say Victor Boot, who was one of the largest Russian arms dealers in the world at the time. And, you know, he's apparently still in U.S. detention as well.
Now, Karen Vaughn, whose son Aaron was killed when SEAL Team 6 went down in Afghanistan, extortion 17, her son's chief petty officer for the unit, Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher, pled not guilty to charges about
yesterday,
and I believe that was in San Diego, was it not?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was. I can't remember. Well, I don't see where it is here, but anyway, it said he pled guilty. Apparently, he, at least this is what we're hearing from Chief Gallagher, apparently he has been falsely accused by several disgruntled SEALs who wanted to get rid of his him as the platoon leader because he was very demanding and sought perfection out of his men and wouldn't settle for anything less. And, of course, this guy's a highly decorated SEAL. I mean, he's been wounded twice. He's had the Bronze Star twice. And it sounds like as if somebody's trying to railroad him.
Well, I think his brother and his lawyer have been in the media, certainly defending him. I would understand that for sure. I don't, you know, this case is certainly in the pipeline in a big way, so we don't know necessarily all the facts, and we don't know what you know, evidence there is for him to face this court martial, which I think is scheduled for next month, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure when the court martial, but I think he's in detention. I think he's in prison now. They're holding him, but I don't know all the details.
Yeah, apparently it involves him and it involves a medic too. That they said that both of them went off the deep end after their eighth deployment. Again, I'm just a friend of ours. You know her, I know her. Aaron, the boy, and Karen and Billy, the parents, they're telling us that this guy is, this SEAL is being railroaded by some people that just couldn't take his way of doing things. So, I don't know.
Possibly so, yes.
All right. And we'll just, we'll keep an eye on that. I'll have one eye on that just to make sure that whatever goes on, when something changes, we'll be able to do that.
Well, it's going to be an interesting ride here on all kinds of fronts in 2019. I mean, we're, what, into the fifth day of the year? And I mean,
well, how about this one? IRS? They've got the IRS offices are closed. So if you go to the IRS to try to get one of their forms or this, that, and the other, you're not going to be able to do that.
You're
not going to be able to do that. And to that I say, well, never bothered me. So I guess you're going to be doing a lot of underlying or online tax reporting, aren't you? By the way, I got a question coming in here real quick. Let's see. Can anyone or any group in the House bring up a bill in the Senate, or can only a speaker bring up the bill? I believe anybody can entertain it.
No, anybody can. Anybody can. It gets introduced, but it doesn't mean after it's introduced it goes anywhere.
Okay, this is LJ. She says, seems to me that Lindsey Graham or 10 or 12 other Republicans could present a reasonable bill to the Senate and get the wall funds, the $5.6 billion.
Well, that's what Lindsey Graham's working on right now. They are working on in the background on their several options.
Okay, we'll let you go, and I'll talk to you Monday morning.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, trot over there, find out what she has to offer. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. President Donald Trump has declared that he could keep parts of the government shut down for months, even years, after he and Democratic leaders again failed to resolve his demand for billions of dollars for a border wall with Mexico. They did agree to a new round of weekend talks between staff members and White House officials. Mr. Trump also says he could declare a national emergency to build the wall without congressional approval, but would first try a negotiated process. Democrats have added federal dollars for abortion in their proposed bill to end the partial government shutdown.
The 1,000-plus page bill, which the Democrats passed as their first act of the new Congress, attempts to restore significant U.S. funding of abortion internationally. Published reports in the Christian Post and Washington Examiner indicate the House bill, intended to fund the government through the end of the 2019 fiscal year, would override President Trump's revocation of abortion funding under an expanded Mexico City policy and would increase U.S. funding to the U.N. Population Fund by an estimated $32 million. These items are among the presidential objections which have received Mr. Trump's intention to veto. George Bonzani reporting.
Family physician Dr. Charles Snyderman reports that many pharmaceutical prices increases have been announced for 2019.
Several major pharmaceutical manufacturers announced substantial price increases. The items involved are not the newest medications and devices used for rare diseases, but rather the staples used for common illnesses. These manufacturers are claiming they will not get increased profits because of rebates and discounts. Consumers are essentially on their own to shop. Ask your pharmacist. Sometimes paying cash rather than using your insurance is actually less expensive. Charles Snyderman of Washington.
Funeral services will be held in Central California for Corporal Ranil Singh, the police officer who authorities say was shot to death by a man in the country illegally. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
I want to prepare you. They don't have the votes in the Senate to convict him.
He's never going to be removed from office.
But we are going to be faced with the very ugly prospect of Democrats coming at him in the House and impeaching him. It's coming. It's just coming. I know it.
Weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930. The Answer. The Answer.
This is Michael Medved from MichaelMedved.com for Town Hall. During the holiday season, an astonishing legacy inspired Seattle. A single, childless social worker named Alan Naiman died of cancer at 63. He had become known to his friends for unabashed thriftiness that veered into the comical, holding together his battered shoes with duct tape. But when he died, he left $11 million to children's charities that help the poor, disabled, and abandoned. He scrimped, saved, and invested while working three jobs so he could help kids he never met. Because he left everything to charity, government imposed no death tax on his wealth. But had he directed it to relatives or even designated strangers, the state of Washington would have imposed its crushing estate tax. This case demonstrates why government should keep hands off honestly earned previously taxed life savings while honoring wishes of the deceased on their designated distribution. I'm Michael Medved.
PublicPolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Thank you for making my dream a reality and publishing my very first book.
Karen Notner is author of Is Jesus Your Pearl?
You encouraged me, you laughed with me, and you held my hand through the entire process.
Karen's publisher is Zulon Press. Do you dream about publishing? Make the dream real with America's fastest-growing Christian book publisher. Your free publishing guide is waiting at ChristianPublishing.com.
Thank you so much to all the wonderful professionals at Zulon Press.
Visit Zulon Press at ChristianPublishing.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our military and veterans news is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, found online at naa.edu. We'll tell you more about it right here, because here they are to tell you about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. We've helped a lot of people with National Aviation Academy, and I've had a lot of different messages, and I got another email today from someone in Maine who came down and took advantage of the program with the National Aviation Academy at their campus in Concord, Massachusetts, and they're now finishing their first year. They took a job with American Airlines, and they went overseas with one of their terminals, one of their hubs overseas, and instead of making the $50,000 or $60,000, they wound up making almost $85,000, plus all their expenses were paid for because they were overseas and it was part of the contract, and they're just as happy as a lark. And this was somebody out of high school. So I want you to listen up and pay attention, because if you're in a dead-end job going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise, or promotion, then the idea I've got for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck only makes perfect sense. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, those of you in the military, you're covered by the GI Bill to take this training, especially post-911 GIs. And those of you that are civilians, well, they have financial assistance available. You apply for it just like anything else, and it takes care of your training. But I will tell you that the opportunity that presents itself once you graduate, 95% of the students, before they even get the diploma in their hand and are working on the last week or so, have got a job in their hand from somebody as an aviation maintenance tech. And many of them are going overseas, working for the government contractors that operate on the bases. Now, if you do get take a job like that, it's not uncommon to make $100,000 a year or more your first year. And $50,000, the first $50,000, is tax-free. There's no tax on it. It's a tax-forgiven clause. So this is a tremendous opportunity for you, young men, young women, for that matter, guys and gals that are in a dead-end job. Maybe you're in your 30s, your 40s, or your 50s. Maybe you're in your 60s. Still got lots of earning potential left. So check out my friends at the National Aviation Academy. Go to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's gonna open the door wide and take the tour. Take the tour. For generations, the VFW, the American Legion, have been seen as integral to the American political culture, with everything from pancake breakfasts to town squares, state fairs. And in advocating for veterans among the country's most revered and coveted voters, the groups have wielded unquestioned power on Capitol Hill and inside the White House. Well, right now, veterans groups are competing with each other at a very large scale over the struggle within the VA, and their influence is diminishing. It's diminishing because it's taking a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of repetition, and in some cases, they're not getting anywhere with some of the issues they pick up. But maybe there's hope on the horizon, and here's why. A total of 96 military veterans were sworn in this week as members of the 116th Congress. Now, according to an Army Times article, 19 are serving in the Senate, 77 in the House, for an overall veteran percentage of 17.9%. Now, that may seem like a lot, but it's not. 4 decades ago, the percentage of military veterans in Congress exceeded 70%. Now, of the 96 veterans, only 44 are eligible for VFW membership because they served in a foreign war conflict somewhere, with 28 currently being members in good standing. Now, 48 served in the military after the year 2000, 30 are Democrats, 66 are Republicans, 19 are first-time lawmakers, and 7 are women. And that's not bad. After a lull of trying to get enough military people into the government to be able to make a difference, because you have to have military folks in there that have your best interests at heart with the VA and whatnot when we have to have those discussions. Now, on January 1st, the DOD released the monthly basic pay rates for 2019. The 2.6% raise is the highest since the 3.4% increase in 2010. That's 0.3% larger than last year's raise. And in terms of direct impacts on service members, junior officers and senior enlisted can expect to see about $1,300 more a year in their pay, while junior enlisted can expect to see about $670 more this year in their pay, and senior officers with more than 12 years of service will receive approximately $2,300 more per year. Now, the increase is based on a yearly federal calculation that's designed to keep military pay rates on par with the private sector wages. However, the VFW has long advocated for a more realistic calculation. But the main part of it is, the main point, is that the military did, in fact, get a pay raise this year. Now, we had some more POW MIAs names that were released this week, identified. Army Corporal John G. Krebs, who was a member of Company L, 3rd Battalion, 21st Infantry Regiment, 21st Infantry Division, was killed. 1953, Chonel, South Korea. Army PFC James C. Williams, a member of the Medical Company, 34th Infantry Regiment, 24th Infantry Division, was killed in action in Taejon, South Korea. Also, Army Air Force 1st Lieutenant Burley E. Curtis was a member of the 377th Fighter Squadron, 362nd Fighter Group. His plane went down in France, June 13, 1944. Army PFC William F. Delaney was a member of Company A, 1st Battalion, 22nd Infantry Regiment, 4th Infantry Division. He was killed in a Hurricane Forest in the town of Grossau in Germany. We also had Navy Machinist Mace First Class George Hansen, stationed aboard the USS Oklahoma. Of course, he went down with the ship December 7, 1941. He's been identified. And Navy Steward Second Class Felicimo Flores, who was stationed aboard the U.S. Oklahoma, who was killed on December 7, 1941. A welcome home to all those POW MIAs. And thank you for your service to America. You will not be forgotten. You will not be forgotten. Something that we don't let happen here on this program, and that you can count on. By the way, the first Speaker of the House is back as Speaker, first woman Speaker. Yeah, it's Nancy Pelosi, only the seventh individual to return to serve non-consecutive terms. And she's going to tear it up, or somebody's going to tear it up for her, because she's got some unruly freshmen congressional representatives that she's going to have to run ramshot on. And I'm telling you, between Ocasio-Cortez and this other one, this Muslim out of Dearborn, Michigan, they're going to have all they can do to keep them under wraps, so to speak. Okay, well, we're coming back with our second highway and byway report. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a nice night down here in Florida. A little bit of wind, cooler than what it's been, but it's still a great night, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Dennis Prager can always expect one thing from the left.
He feels that marriage equality is bad for straight couples. I've never said that in my life. You know how often things are made up about me by people on the left? Always. That's how often. That is the reason that they can be at peace with what they believe, because they make up things that they oppose.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon, right before Phil's Gang at 3 on AM 930. The Answer.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
AM 860, The Answer. Weekend Rewind. Dennis Prager.
Do you know that New York City, did you know this about New York City? This is, no one would have imagined this possible 10 years ago. 10 years ago. ABC TV New York, ABC 7 New York. New York City gender neutral birth certificates law goes into effect. New York City residents have a new option for denoting gender on their birth certificates, gender X. But it gets worse. This is what you have to hear. A law allowing the choice of X took effect Tuesday. The measure passed earlier this year. It allows people to change their birth certificate to X. In other words, not change it to male or female, to X. I'm not a gender. But here, this is the bombshell. This is the bombshell. Parents also can choose X for newborns. Did you know that? I didn't know that. You have a child and you denote on birth certificate no gender? That is as clear a case of child abuse as one can imagine. I'm frightened for the child of such morons for parents. Well educated, of course, because you have to be indoctrinated. And that's what I mean. If you don't get the battle, you can talk about anything you want. Trump's tweets, Trump's language, Trump's falsehoods, Trump's affairs. You can talk. All of that pales in significance to the fact that parents can say, my child has no gender at birth. All of it. Can't believe so passionate the first day. Had time off to think and think and think. What a moron for a parent. What? This is the left. This is the left at work. The left controls New York City like it controls California. They never stop. This is, do you understand? They live for causes. They live for disorder. They hate order. Male and female represents order. And though they don't necessarily recognize it, ultimately, biblical order. Biblical, as I know, a dirty word on the left.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays, noon to 3. On AM 860, The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Clearwater Revival, Born on a Bayou. Well, A series of storms will bring heavy rain, high mountain snow, and periods of gusty wind this weekend and early into next week. The storms are expected to bring hazardous winter driving conditions to the northern Sierra Nevada, portions of the northern coastal range, and southern Cascades into Sunday. Now, snow will increase across the southwest into the central and southern Rockies overnight and through Sunday. Let's take a look right now, starting with the west. We'll go up to Washington State, looking good up there tonight. A little bit of rain in the southwestern corner. Nothing really to bother about. Oregon, I-5, the I-5 corridor, you got some wind and rain. A storm is offshore coming your direction. Unsettled conditions in the southern part of Oregon tonight. In the mountains coming out of California. Speaking of the mountains in California, winter storm warning for the Oregon line down to Redding. And then over in the Sierra Nevada area, Reno, Lake Tahoe, Truckee, definitely have got a winter storm warning there. It looks like we're going to get some snow in the Reno area itself. And Nevada right now, let's see, there's different warnings, snow warnings up. But nothing yet to be concerned about, just blowing snow with slippery conditions. It's supposed to be happening, predicted. Now, the rest of California, you will have some scattered snow down in the San Bernardino Mountains and some of the higher elevations on I-10 coming out of I-8 as well, coming out of the San Diego area. You'll be out of it before you get to the Arizona line. And then the snow that's in Arizona tonight is situated up around Flagstaff and over into the eastern part of I-40 going into New Mexico right there. Well, it looks like as if, there might be some snow in New Mexico right now as the system is moving to the east. Now, going up to the north, we've got Wyoming. I'm seeing snow now popping up in Wyoming. On the western part of Wyoming all the way to the, all the way to the Montana line. Now, moving east, we'll stay up north for a bit. Wisconsin, you've got some scattered areas of fog there, no snow. In Minnesota, northern Minnesota, you do have fog. You also have unsettled weather conditions there east of the Twin Cities. So we'll keep our eye on that and see what happens. Got some scattered rain across the central part of the country. Missouri, rain tonight. Scattered showers in Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas. And then you've also got some rain tonight mixed in with snow showers and sleet, which is on the New York, Pennsylvania line over into Massachusetts, and in Florida, fog in South Florida tonight. The extension going across the Everglades is going to be all juiced up for you, so you'll have a problem with visibility. And that goes across to the East Coast and down to Marathon in the Keys. So there you go. But it's a very lazy type of night. The weather is not too bad. Going across the Midwest, except for the extreme north, where you've got, again, snow up in the northern part of Michigan. Right now, there is a winter storm warning up there, too, so be careful. And then, of course, out west with the storm that's coming aboard. Now, I will tell you that many of these apartments and condos in California are such that when there's nobody there, they let people know. And if they need to use them, they can use them for weary travelers out on the road or whatever the situation might happen to be, car breakdown, accident, et cetera, et cetera. So there you go. Now, Moss Nissan, Moss Family Chevrolet, and Moss Wholesale to the Public are the four dealerships that will save you money because you serve, you save. With Moss Family Automotive, with the Nissans and with the Chevys. And they just purchased within the last month or so a Chevrolet dealership in Carrollwood. Now, it's now known as Moss Family Chevrolet. They're located at 16414 North Dale Mabry Highway in Tampa. Phone number 813-969-2600. And those of you listening around the country are going, what's he doing mentioning a car dealer for? Well, because they sell cars all around the country. Four words, you serve, you save. All that you're doing, military and veterans get a tremendous discount at Moss Family Automotive. So, what I would suggest is you either give them a call for the Chevy side at 813-969-2600, or you give them a call for the Nissan side at 727-815-3095. And don't forget also the Moss Wholesale to the Public. I was up there a couple weeks back, well, 3 weeks now, and a semi pulled in there, nine-car carrier. Driver went out. He had the order numbers for the nine cars that he picked up, loaded them on a truck, and they were taking them back to Michigan. Why did they want these cars down here? Spotless. No rust. Spotless. That's why they wanted it. But this is what's going on now. I mean, we've got a tremendous, and we have had for a number of years, a tremendous used car market. Well, now we've got more cars, used cars, and we've got buyers. So they're having to resort to some different things. And who's the big winner in that? Well, you are. You are. You're the big winner. So check them out online, Moss Family Automotive, four great locations to serve you. Moss Nissan in Crystal River, Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, Moss Nissan used car dealers at both places. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, where when you serve, you save. And, again, very few people are doing that 24/7, 365, and they do because they want to help our nation's military. Dave is a very big supporter of our nation's military, and coming up, the United States Warrior Games in June. Moss Nissan will be out in front on that one, too. And we thank them for all that. And we thank them for their continued service and their confidence in me and what we've been able to deliver in the way of listeners who want to buy cars from all around the country. So there you go. Works for me. Works for me. And it's likely, folks, that the incoming House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, is going to hammer the point home every time she raises that little gavel, which is almost as big as she is, to pound it on the little mantle they have there, the little desk they stand behind. Can't wait to see how this plays out over the next couple of years, huh? All righty, we're coming back. Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com. The Edwards Notebook guy will be with us. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
News, insight, passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930. The Answer.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, 103.1, W276CR, Bradenton, and AM 930, The Answer, WLSS, Sarasota.